This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how God is just, so His promises must be fulfilled. And sometimes I get into these periods where there's this one word looming across the forefront of my thoughts, and that word is when. I know God has put a vision on my heart, but when, Father, will it all come together? And then I recall the prophet Isaiah's account of Jesus' crucifixion. Now, first, we must understand that during the days of Isaiah, Christ had not even been born yet. Yet Isaiah would give with great detail and accuracy this riveting account of his death, almost as if he was on Calvary that day witnessing everything firsthand. I can only imagine that when he shared this vivid account of the crucifixion with others, that they may have even thought Christ was coming in the next few days or even the next few months. Yet the birth and the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ would not happen for hundreds of years later. And sometimes we might feel that we're so close to the desires of our hearts materializing or a prayer being answered, and then we're faced with a setback, and then those words creep in again. When, Father? When will it all happen? And so what's encouraging about Isaiah's passage is that it did, in fact, happen. God is a just God, and if you put it on your heart, it will materialize. So let us keep that positive thought and cling to these words. I, the Lord, will bring it to pass at the right time. Isaiah 60:22. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust God and know that you're closer than you think.